The following is from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
This is Main Street on Prairie Public. I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg in our Fargo studio. And joining us from our Bismarck microphone, root cellar Sue Balcom, because it's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, guys. You know, it's Christmas time.
And that means there's no shortage of
good food
and gift giving. And so we're going to sort of combine this concept and have some gift ideas for people who especially love food.
We're probably the easiest people in the world to buy for, don't you think?
Pretty much.
I just
need 5 minutes alone in a kitchen aisle.
I have to stay out of kitchen stores because my husband's you can't bring another thing into this kitchen. So if you want to give me something, how could he say no to something like that, right? Kids, are you listening? Okay, here we go. You know, it's funny because my mother never had a set of measuring spoons or cups in her cupboard. She just used teacups to measure cups of flour, and she used regular spoons to measure spices and baking soda and things like that. And she cut pastry with two knives her whole life. Even when she had the opportunity to use a pastry cutter, she still used two knives.
I totally do the knife thing. I don't know. I just somehow I've never gotten into pastry cutters.
Oh, I love my pastry cutter, but I've also been watching some videos on making pie crust because I'm still trying to make like the ultimate pie crust. And there's all kinds of little tips and tricks you can use that make using those knives easier, like smashing your butter with your thumb against the side of the bowl before you use your knives. And also, if you grate it, like if you're using frozen butter and you grate it into your flour for biscuits or anything, it mixes in so great. It's like, because, you know, everybody has 8 or 10 pounds of butter in their freezer.
Oh,
like
for sure.
I'm right
there with you.
Never want to run out of butter. So anyway, if you want to, like, gift somebody in your house that loves to cook or bake or is just interested in good food, there's a couple things that you can get locally, like at your Kohl's store, your Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, or you can order from King Arthur or Chef's catalogs. That would just, they're things that I wished I'd had when I was young, a young mother, and at home baking all the time.
Well, for those of us who love to eat and we want to take care of those people who love to cook, what are your recommended gifts this Christmas season?
Everybody needs a zester or a microplane. Save your fingers when you're making homemade lemonade or when you're grating that orange peel to put in your cranberry sauce at Christmas time. And, you know, for $15, you can get a really, really good one. And, of course, then you want to get a pastry cutter for your favorite pastry chef. They have a couple brands like Orblu or OXO, which is available at Target. That's also, I mean, these are things for under 20. These are stocking stuffer type gifts that every kitchen should have. Also, really good silicone hot pads or spoon rests. They store easy because they're soft and malleable. And then spatulas. Oh, can we ever have enough really good spatulas in 40 different sizes? Think not. Then, of course, if you want to, you know, keep pursuing that pastry baker of yours, you want to buy them a metallic pie drip catcher because then you never have to worry about cleaning up your oven. They are wonderful, and you can get them for like less than $10 a piece, and they're really work savers. Before we get to the ultimate, you got to have a bench scraper. Anybody who works with dough should have a bench scraper for cleaning off your butcher box, cutting biscuits, you know, doing things like that. If you can't find a bench scraper, you can go to Ace Hardware and buy one of those things that you use for wallpaper. They work about the same.
I snagged one. My husband does construction, and
I snagged
a clean
and
clean
one.
Huge difference.
they're really, you can get them really wide. You can pick up a whole pie crust with one of those babies.
I know.
There's a lot of pretty cutesy, you know, measuring spoons and measuring cups that are shaped like animals. And, you know, like I have a set of giraffes and I have a set of nesting dolls. But, you know, they're ceramic and you hate to break them. So I would suggest getting durable metal or plastic items when you're buying these things for people.
You know, we've talked about this before, but you talked about a stick blender, you know, if you're going to puree soup or make gravy without lumps, that kind of stuff.
You've got to have a stick blender in your kitchen. And I am so shocked that so many people have never heard of a stick blender before.
Usually, they're also called immersion blenders, right?
Right. That's exactly right. And they come with several tips. Like if you want to get fancy, you can buy one with tips. But my Cuisinart was like less than $25. It has one end on it. Don't stick your finger in that end while you're holding the button, or your fingernail will never look the same again. However, they're inexpensive. And, you know, when you're making a hot soup or a hot gravy, like you mentioned, transporting that into a regular blender and back again is semi-dangerous because you're working with hot liquid. This thing, you just stick in your pan, and usually they have a bottom on that's compatible with all of your cookware, and you can blend tomato soup, gravy, cranberry sauce, whatever you want to puree right there on top of your stove.
So, Sue, I want to pick your brain because one thing that I have noticed in a lot of food gift kinds of stores, there seems to be an increase in the amount of silicone bakeware.
Okay, so a couple things. I mentioned the silicone spoon rests and cutting sheets. They're amazing. They're durable and they last a long time. I have some silicone molds, but I use them mostly for soap because I've never had quite as much luck with them in the oven. So, like, I have a couple silicone cake pans that I wanted to try for caramel rolls and things, but they're unwieldy and they don't get dirty like your regular baking pans do. And every good baker knows the darker, more crusty your pans are, the better your thuffle brown. So you need to remember that.
Sort of cast iron-like, huh?
Right. Yeah. They are convenient and they are no stick, but I personally prefer the metal ones. I've actually picked up a silicone pan and almost spilled an entire cake batter in my oven. It was just like, ah! So use them for you can use them for candy molds. And like I said, I use mine mostly for soap because they really let go of stuff. But yeah, if you're going to bake, I would get some really good bakeware as opposed to the silicone.
You know, this time of year, you will see the big stand mixers just about everywhere. This must be when they're bought typically.
Nobody would go out and buy one on their own. They're always waiting for that to be gifted to them, right?
They are high ticket.
They are. So if you really love the cook in your family, you have to get them a KitchenAid mixer and then maybe one or two attachments. And you're right, they're on sale right now, the 4 or 5 quart ones for about $250 or less. Sometimes you can get them for less than that. If you watch for the sales. But, you know, in addition to being the awesomest thing for making cookie dough, you can also get grain grinder, ice cream mixer.
Pasta maker.
Right, a spiralizer. There's all kinds of attachments, so you don't have to have a whole cupboard full of stuff. You just have the one big unit, and they're made to last. I think that Maggie from Maggie's Cafe in Wishick still had her original KitchenAid when she went to the nursing home at whatever, 80 or 90 years old. I would love to get my hands on it, but that's a whole nother story. I actually went out, because I do so much baking and I love to make bread as much as I do, I actually went out and bought the 7-quart professional pro model.
Whoa.
That's a little more around $600. And, you know, the beater, one of the beaters I bought for it was actually $50.
Oh,
so
wow.
You have to really love your cook.
That dough hook is a life changer.
Oh,
though.
Isn't it awesome?
It is.
I never thought that I would love that as much as I do. So,
yeah, I love kneading bread by just turning this button on and then going and read my book for 20 minutes.
Yep.
It's great.
And let her go. Although I do mix all my sourdough by hand, but I do use that dough hook quite a bit. Other gifts, like if you're thinking that you don't want to quite spend as much money on a mixer, a good food processor, or for a bread baker, those clay bread bakers are like totally awesome gifts.
Hey, I'm going to add one.
Yes.
Do you have a French butter dish?
I have what do you call that? A butter bell on my cupboard? Okay. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not exactly sure what a butter bell is, but the butter dish that I have, so there's two pieces of it. You put the butter in the top, and then in the bottom you put room temperature water, and then...
That is a most excellent suggestion.
And then your butter is just room temperature
all the time. So then your husband can't say, I really wish you'd quit putting that hard butter on the table because I can't smear it. And I'm like, we're not using margarine.
And then I say, what did you make for breakfast?
Oh.
But it doesn't get rancid.
That's what
then.
You're getting.
I take it.
Right. It's perfect. It's absolutely a godsend because I just thought that it was such an insult to use margarine on fresh baked bread.
Yeah.
I mean, golly.
No way.
And what did you call it again, Ashley?
Well, I've always heard it called a French butter dish, but I have definitely seen them at every craft fair, anyone who does ceramics.
Oh, yes. And then it would be even a little more personal than the one that I have, which is just
supporting
basic.
Supporting a local artist.
Right.
And,
which I would recommend at all costs to try and find these gifts locally. We have gotten into the convenient online shopping, but you can shop online and pick it up at your local store, and then you're supporting somebody who's actually putting money into your local economy. And then while I'm on the subject of local, you can go to the German Russian Heritage Collection cookbook site. They're from NDSU. My friend Michael Miller has actually sourced all of these little old Lutheran and whatever cookbooks from the German Russians down in the Tri-County area and reproduce them, because I won't give mine up. And while mine might only cost me a buck and a quarter back in 1975 when I was in high school, they are about $20, and they're wonderful recipes in there. And so then cookbooks make good stocking stuffers.
Wonderful. They got great pictures, too.
And everybody needs cookbooks,
that's
right?
Eye candy,
that would be something else that would be great. The Farmers Union, also, they have a restaurant in Washington, D.C., and they put out a Founding Fathers cookbook. That's another
that
of my favorites. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, here's one suggestion for moms and grandmas out there, which is maybe consider handing that cookbook to somebody. That is the most special gift of all.
No, but not without making copies of your favorite tea-stained recipes, okay? I wouldn't give my daughter mine. She asked for it. And I'm like, no, I don't think so, honey. So I bought her a reproduction.
Well, there you go. You're not going to take it to the grave with you, though, are you?
No, but then again, when I think about it, remind me to tell you the story of the fork in the coffin sometime.
Oh,
there's a cliffhanger. We talk with root seller Sue Belcom once a week here on Main Street Eats. And if there's a question for Sue,
go ahead and send it to mainstreet@prairiepublic.org. And maybe your first question should be, what's the fork in the coffin?
Story.
Main Street airs at 3 and 7 Central weekdays on Prairie Public.